I almost didn't do an episode this week because I'm still not feeling well. Last week I took time off just for my own sanity, and then this week I almost took time off again, but I owe it to you. I owe it to my mama to do a Mother's Day episode. Unfortunately, this week's book is very short and there's not a whole lot to it. So, what am I, what else? What else? It's also a new book and it's not even available digitally, so I had to scrounge up some images and have my hardback copy right here. So, forgive me. Also, my voice still stinks. I hope you don't mind. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez. Question mark, I guess. And joy to the world. Joyous celebrations. Happy Mother's Day weekend if you celebrate. If you don't, good for you. Live your best life. Live the life you want to live. This week's book, I'm whipping through this. I don't have a whole lot else to say. I'm not feeling well and my throat is ugh. Also, listen to this. I have a terrible cough. So it's not like a chronic cough. I'm not coughing like crazy, but when it happens, it's a doozy. So this week's book is The Berenstain Bears World's Wisest Mama Bear for a Berry Special Mom from 2024. It's a brand new book. I have a copy of it right here. You can tell I can knock on book. It's a gift book. And what do I mean by a gift book? I mean it is a book intended to be given as a gift. Which is why I didn't buy it for my mom. I own my own copy of it. Probably should have given a copy of it to my mom. But she would have just been like, oh, always on brand, huh, Phil? It's World's Wisest Mama Bear. This is a book. It's not stocking stuffer size. It's a little bigger than that. It's about the size, a little bigger than a children's, what's the word I'm looking for? Board book. It's not a board book. It is definitely a hardback book. I can tell you right now, it is 7 inches tall by 5.81 inches wide and 0.3 inches thick. For those of you the metric system. For those of you in the metric system universe, that comes to something else. I don't know. I'm not going to waste my time doing math for you. It's 32 pages long. It's from Random House's Books for Young Readers. Came out last March, but I missed out. I missed my opportunity to cover it then. And it weighs 5.2 ounces. There's not a whole lot to say about this book, so I'm telling you what I know. Telling you what I do know. It's a book by Mike Berenstain for mamas. There's a Papa Bear. There's also a teacher. I'll be covering all these. It's a book by Mike Berenstain that makes use of some, I believe just these are just older illustrations from like more recent Mike Berenstain books featuring Mama Bear. Again, there's no digital copy of it, so you're going to have to buy this version. You can get it. I mean, if you're listening to this on Saturday, it's too late to buy it for your mom now if you got to order it. But if they have it at your local bookstore, pick up a copy of it for her. It's just a book about how awesome your mom is, or a mom is, the mom is. If you want to, I mean, it's nicely put together. It's sturdy, I guess. You can bonk it on your head and you don't feel pain, but you do feel it. Okay. Some things I like about it. The end papers are Mama Bear blue with Mama Bear dots. So that's nice. You've got, they put in the legwork. You got Mama Bear dots. And you know it's a gift book because there's actually a to and from place to put who you're giving it to and who it's from on the inside. So you want to give this to your mom or just to someone who's not your mom, but as a funny gag gift, you put their name right on the inside. I'm doing my best here, ladies and gentlemen. There's not a whole lot to this book. There are a few pages I can show you from online. So what it is, it's nicely laid out. Each page or spread of pages has like a thing. Like I could read this whole book out loud. I'll read this whole book out loud to you right now. So it's called World's Wisest Mama Bear for a Berry Special Mom by Mike Berenstain. So it starts off, I love you, Mama. You are so wise. and fun to be around. This may or may not be true about your own mother, by the way, so feel free to remove any pages that are irrelevant. You've taken such good care of me ever since I was just a tiny little cub. You encourage me to try new things and to stop and smell the roses. You help me through the ups and downs of life. You do it all with a smile on your face because you were the best mother ever. Wherever life may take us, I will always be your little cub. That's the end of the book. It's just you kissing up to your mom. You're so wise. I love you, Mama. You are so wise and fun to be around. So I have the You Are So Wise page up if you're watching this on YouTube. And boy, oh boy, if you're watching this on YouTube, what a treat it is for you right now. I love you, Mama. Should be the first page. In the sample I found online, this came second. So I love you, Mama. It's a picture of Mama Bear in her bathrobe, which is an interesting choice. You get Mama Bear in her non-regular bear outfit, hugging her three cubs. Now, clearly they're going to be using more recent pictures because these are the pictures of the current stock of children. They didn't want, I guess, leave Honey out. So, because you were the best mother ever. Where does that fall down? Because you were the best mother ever. Because you were the... There it is. So it says, you do it all with a smile on your face because you were the best mother ever. I don't think it's necessary for you to do everything with a smile on your face in order to be the best mother ever. Some things aren't worthy of a smile. What if you were, I don't know, washing the corpse of a dead loved one? You didn't have to do that with a smile on your face. You'd still be the best mother ever. It shows her mama, it looks like she's signing a note for her child, or maybe doing it as a checklist for a birthday party, but brother's complaining at her and he's walking around with balloons. I don't know why this isn't worthy of a smile on your face. It doesn't show a picture of something that's like particularly distressing. She's not like shoveling roadkill off the ground or anything. Even though it's the ups and downs of life, you help me through the ups and downs of life with a smile on your face. Like, what if the ups and downs of life involved the kid like losing a finger or something? You wouldn't need a smile on your face to do that. Still be the best mother ever. You stop and smell the roses. It's the picture of Mama putting together a vase full of flowers. You encourage me to try new things. It's a picture of Mama Bear. She has Brother Bear with one of his model planes on a string and Sister jumping rope. These pictures look a little older. I don't know. You can definitely tell they're illustrations from different periods of illustration. Like, Mike's been doing this for decades now. So he's got illustrations of the cubs from different periods in the family from different periods of time in his drawing career. There's a nice picture of Mama looking at a picture of the cubs in the book. I can't remember what book that's from, but they're looking at the family album, the photos of the babies after they were born. We got Honey and we got Sister. When they were babies. So, you know, it's just a picture of Mama being Mama. And then the last picture is I Will Always Be Your Little Cub. And it's the whole family sitting in front of a fire. It's very nice. And that's it. That's the book. And then it's got the end pages again. So, and on the back it says, show Mama Bear how much you care with this adorable gift book, also available, World's Best Papa Bear. So, That's the book. It's a book about how awesome mamas are. Well, Phil, you're probably wondering, you've probably got some interesting information about mamas. I don't. I already covered the history of Mother's Day last year. I've covered the history of Mother's Day. I've covered the history of, what do we know about Mama Bear? She showed up in the first Berenstain Bears book, which we covered not too long ago. She's been there since the beginning. She's not really based on Jan Berenstain because Jan and Stan Berenstain, I mean, they were co-parents, but they also were like co-creators and co-workers. Mama Bear makes quilts, but she's not a graphic artist. She doesn't collaborate with Papa on his chairs. That's it. The cover does show her wearing her ugly vest. So, you know, that's something, I guess. But no, it's a cute book. It's hardback. It won't, you know, you could, if you throw it at your mother, it will hurt. If you throw it like cover down, throw it at your mama like this, she would be like, why are you throwing a book at me? But if you throw it edge on, shuriken style, it will very much hurt. These corners will hit and they will hurt. Even if it hits like out on the edge, that would hurt. So don't throw it at your mother. Or if you do throw it, like cover first. Or you could toss it Frisbee style. Unlike one of the floppier Berenstain Bears books. Do I have one here? I don't. Unlike one of the floppier Berenstain Bears books, it will hold its shape as it soars through the air. You know what it reminds me of? It's very similar to the, here you go. It's very similar to the Gifts of the Spirit books. It's got the same feel. In fact, it's got, graphically, it's very similar. It's very similar graphically. I don't know what else to say about it. They would probably look good next to each other on a shelf, maybe. Oh, they certainly do. They certainly do. So, you know, if you collect hardback Berenstain Bears books, buy them. Put it next to it. If you don't like your mom, don't buy or buy it. Throw it at her head, I guess. You didn't hear that from me. That is, I do not promote viciousness against your mother. But that's the Berenstain Bears, World's Wisest Mama Bear for a Berry Special Mom. It came out last year. If you didn't buy a copy then, buy a copy now. Hold on to it. Don't poke yourself on the corners. They hurt. So thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much. I just don't have it in me to do a whole long episode today. How long is it? Probably my shortest episode since the first one. So enjoy. It's a record breaker. And I'll come back to you next time. Actually, I'm recording an episode tomorrow. Hopefully my throat will be even better. I got a big, got a brand new Berenstain book that just came out, just dropped. I'm going to have my collector boys on. We're going to talk all about it. So the next episode you hear from me will be a bigger, more lively collector boy episode with Brad and Jeremy. So welcome them back to the show. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening to this. Can you believe I've been doing a Berenstain Bears podcast? When was the first episode? Was it a year ago? 10 years ago? It was more than a year ago. First episode of this show dropped. If you go to BerensteinBearcast.org right now, You can listen. You can just find every single episode I ever dropped. It was May. Oh, so I got a few weeks. May 30th. No, not May 30th. Duh. May 20th is the 10-year anniversary of this show. So next week's episode will, I guess, be the 10-year anniversary because after that is after. So. I guess Brad and Jeremy will be joining me for the 10th anniversary episode of this show. They don't even know. So when you ask me, Phil, are you doing anything special for the 10th anniversary? Yeah, I'm having the two Berenstain Bear collectors on. So wish them a happy 10th anniversary as well. All right. Now you know. Now you know. And knowing is awesome. As they used to say on everyone's favorite 80s cartoon, Inhumanoids. All right, so thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being part of this run to us around. And I'll see you all next time with Brad and Jeremy. Deep in. And if for some reason they have to cancel and they can't do it, this is going to be a waste of time and embarrassing. Bear Country.